Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
There's two reasons why you're listening to this today. Either you know me and support me, or you're a nosy old shy. Either way, I'm happy to have you. You're listening to episode 1 of the Unedited Podcast.
Do you think you could handle it? Do you think you could? Do you think you could handle it? Do you think you could?
The first thing I'll tell you about me is I'm Jessica Mould and I hate to be alone. So I'm joined by my lovely friend, Michael Stafford. He is the owner of The Chapter Coach. And if I'm being completely honest, I don't really have a bloody clue what he does. Apart from guide me through my life. So, Michael, can you give us a brief synopsis there of what a day in the life of the Chapter Coach is?
Okay. So, thank you, Jess, for inviting me onto the podcast. It's lovely to be here. And I just would say that my business is very varied. The Chapter Coach is a coaching organisation fundamentally, which helps support individuals, teams and organisations to be future fit. And I also have a HR consultancy element to the business, as well as a training and development element to the business as well. So it's very varied, and that's exactly how I like it to be.
Lovely. And as far as I'm aware, you can pay Michael with an oat milk cappuccino every Wednesday because I never seem to get an invoice for any of those services.
Oh, I do love my oat milk cappuccinos.
Okay, so Michael has prepared a couple of questions for me today because I really just want to jump on here and start telling you exactly who I am. And I hope by doing that, I can help you find a way to find in your true self. Because let me tell you, when you do, it is bleeding deadly.
Right, no, I know when you were first toying with this idea and we were having this conversation, you were saying, what would you ask me? And I said to myself, Jesus, I need to think of good questions for her. But one of the first ones is like, why now?
Jesus, why now? Like, there's so many reasons actually why now. And if I'm being honest with you, I remember saying to somebody a few years ago, I'm going to write a book. And I swear to God, I probably still will. But I used to think, even from when I was so small, I have a book here, you know, just because there were so many different things that was going on in my life. And I'm at a place now in my life that I'm really genuinely really, really happy. And I'm so happy that I even found myself here because even though I've had loads of different traumatic situations in my life, I had a particular one last year that I really thought I was about to just lose complete control. It wasn't anything that happened to me, but it really did affect me more than anything I've ever experienced in my life. And how I came back from it and what I did to get here, to be able to sit here and speak confidently to you and still be able to achieve everything I've achieved in the last year is just incredible. Mm-hmm. And I really, really think I need to start being myself and just speaking about it, because I just started to take a look at myself and I was like, do you know what? You're deadly. And I don't think enough people do that.
Yeah. Well, I'll vouch for that. I agree with you on that one. I think you are deadly, and I think it's deadly that you're doing this. And
Thank you.
I wish you all the best with it. And I'm sure all the followers that come along will get something from it along the way.
Thanks so much. And if no one else listens to episode 2, I'm blaming you.
Did you hear that, everybody? She's blaming me. And now she's definitely leading an authentic life. Jessica, could you give us an example of maybe when you weren't being your full self?
I can. I have many.
Just one.
A standout one would be, I used to get a lot of jobs, like photo shoots for magazines.
Okay.
And I'd go off and I'd be doing makeup on a couple of Irish celebrities. And it was a bit surreal. Like, you know, I was like, oh, deadly, I'm delighted to be here and get this job. But then as soon as it came down to the day of or going into these situations, I was really intimidated by it. Now, I don't know whether anybody in the room was aware of that, but I was there thinking, like, I couldn't be my full self. I couldn't have a full, naturally flowing conversation with any of these people. Because once, you know, when you go into a working environment, you start doing like a fact find, don't you, on people? You start going like, hiya, what's your name? Where'd you come from? And you're literally trying to seek out advice, seek out information from a person so you can make a judgment on them.
Mm-hmm.
And the thought of anybody doing that to me then, I just used to quiver. If any of these people, like, you know, anyone from that from that magazine knew that I lived in a flat, or that my mom was in recovery or suffered from a drug addiction, anything at all, if they knew anything like that, they would make a judgment on me, and my place there was then not secure, and I would not get any further walk from that. And okay. Oh my God, if I would have just been myself, it probably would have evolved into further walk.
Mm-hmm.
But it was nearly like I put a block up, and I almost feel like I affected, you know, my achievements or making any further achievements, because I just didn't allow myself to be myself because I was so full of fear over people's judgment. And when you look back and you think of that situation, like, isn't that such a shame?
It is such a shame. And I think that's one of the reasons why giving your voice to this podcast and letting people know that, you know, it's okay to do that and it's okay to look back, but the learnings that you've had. So what would have been your biggest learning from that situation?
Now, to just definitely just, you know, be honest. I'm not saying go into a job and tell them any of your private business. But if somebody asks you where you're from, don't be afraid to say, yeah, I'm from here.
Yeah.
Because whatever reaction you get from that person, that's on them.
Correct.
That is absolutely nothing to do. You got there because of the work that you put into yourself. You got there because you worked and you developed your craft. And that's your place. Where you come from, who your family are, that has nothing to do with that job. All you have to go in there and do is your job and do what you're able to do. And if you want to embark on a conversation with people, be open and honest about yourself. I'm not saying you have to tell them your private business, but don't be afraid to. That's the difference. You choose whether or not you want to share that with a person, but don't be afraid to share it, because you're afraid of what they might think of you.
Yeah. I think that's where you said earlier on about that's the big part of the acceptance piece for yourself. Once you accept you, it doesn't really matter about everybody else.
No, it doesn't. It really, really doesn't. And, you know, like, I find recently as well, once I'm reflecting and looking back as well, particularly people around my age and where I come from, a lot of us had parents that were addicted to drugs. So many of us. And it's a certain sort of stigma that's still a bit of a taboo subject, to be honest with you. I know it is.
Yeah.
Because people do pass judgment on you, and they pass judgment on your family or your parents. And you can kind of go into protective mode for yourself and for them. And I just think you shouldn't be ashamed of that. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a battle. That is a struggle. But if it's going on with somebody else, it's not your battle and it's not your struggle. Your only role in life is to do you.
Yeah.
So just do it.
Jessica, would you always have known you were going to be an entrepreneur?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Definitely. I just could never do what I was told. Point blank, I could never do what I was told. Be here at this time. No, couldn't do it.
Yeah.
But I remember the first thing I remember, like one of my longest memories, is I had a neighbour next door. We had a great relationship and he gave me a pound once a week to go to the pound shop. And I bought a packet of bobbins out of it. And I went out to the little veranda out the back and I invited all the kids in out of the flats and I put bobbins in their hairs. Now, I couldn't even do a plaque.
Yeah.
I just put the bobbins in their hair and took their money. And my nanny came out and found the money in a lunchbox and said, "What the hell do you think you're doing taking other children's money?" And I said, "I put the bobbins in their hair."
Yeah.
"It's my shop, you know.
You provided a service." Yeah.
So from the get-go, I think I was always going to work for myself. And as I got older, I went on to work for other people and to gain experience and how so valuable all of that was. I knew once I came around to having a family of my own that I would need to have control over my walk and life. And throughout my life, you know, like, especially when my nanny got sick, I really wanted to be there for her and to be present. And I had to have a healthy work-life balance. I had to be able to be at home and to be and still do what I enjoy.
Yeah.
And it's very much kind of remained that way because after I lost my nanny, I had my daughter, and it's very similar. I need to be a present mom and I need to be at home, but I love, love, love me work. So the only way I could do both was by being in complete control of them. And not only that, I think when you're working for other people, if you have that kind of entrepreneurish mind frame, mm-hmm. you're always kind of like, I want to do it my way, you know?
Yeah.
And I wanted to create my environment and a little haven for people. So, yeah, to answer your question, it was just in me.
Jessica, what would be one of your biggest successes to date?
It would be the brand, Edit. Edit Beauty, that is my business. That's what I love to do. And I've been trying to do it for years. I started it in 2018 and I originally started it as Jessica Wells Makeup and Brow Studio. And it was just something I just wanted to get going, working for myself. And over the last couple of years, it's evolved into a brand that houses brow laminations, LVLs, lip blush. I just absolutely love it. But I love the environment that I'm after creating. So I have a lovely little studio in Finglas and it's just a warm, cozy, comfortable environment and you just live with beautiful services and I'm so excited about it. So happy to build on it. This year I worked really hard on it and I launched my new website, editbeauty.eu, where you can buy all of your home care and products online. And I'm so, so proud of it. I love it. That would be the biggest success today. But just, it's funny though, because you asked me that question and I can't answer it without mentioning how intimidating I find the word successes. I just find it's kind of puts a lot of pressure on people.
Mm-hmm.
And even when you ask me, I was a bit like, oh, whoa, like, am I even successful? You know, and it's just something I'm just kind of thinking out loud to you now, just saying, like, I just find that quite intimidating. And it's probably comes down to like self-doubt and not being able to take pride in yourself and appreciate how far you've come and comparing your successes to somebody else's. It was just interesting when you asked me that initially. I was like, oh my god, am I even successful?
Yeah. And I love the way you've kept that real, because what is success then? Because it's different for everybody, you know. Success could be just getting up out of the bed, the right side of the bed in the morning, or having a brand, or it could be just being healthy. Everybody's going to have a different success story.
It's funny because when you asked me what my biggest successes was, even though Edit is professionally the biggest success I've had, that wasn't the first thing that came to mind. Mm-hmm. It was the personal successes that I've had, the personal development that I've had the last couple of years. And that's what I measure my success on. That's the most important thing to me.
Yeah.
Is having just a lovely life that you enjoy living.
Yeah.
And what you do as a job, and that's just a bonus.
Yeah. I think one serves the other and the other serves it the other way too. So yeah, exactly. That's great. In terms of, say, you know, just one of another question I was thinking of the other day for you was, what would be one of the biggest learnings that you've had to date on your journey?
Listen to yourself, to the right people. Never think that you know it all. Just educate yourself and be yourself.
So what I would ask then, in terms of you, you know, we mentioned about this traumatic experience that happened last year. And what do you feel were the supports and so on that you leaned into in order to try and bring you out of that situation?
A couple of different things. Past experiences. There was a particular woman in my life many years ago who went through a similar situation, and I remember it happening to me and me thinking, oh my God, I can't let this happen. You know, I could see her in me. And it was just by watching that really inspired me to take control. So I started to think like, right, what am I going to do? I better get myself down to the doctor. I'm clearly in some sort of shock, or, you know. So I went down to the doctor and she had prescribed a couple of different medications, but I really didn't think there was any need to take them because I wasn't depressed. There was nothing actually wrong with me. I was just in shock. So I was like, this is after knocking me so much that I just need to get control back of my own life. Like, I was literally rattling, you know, with just, it was traumatic. So I was talking to a couple of close friends about it, and one had recommended EFT therapy, and she told me that she thought that it might work because it had been known to help people with traumas. So I got the number off this woman and I'd done a bit of EFT therapy, and my mind was blown. Like, you know, you've done it. I got it last year. And I done it again this year for an entirely different reason, and equally my mind was blown. Now, last year I had it with a different lady. She was amazing. This year I had it with my friend, prepare for the plug, Dominique Kearns at Skinspear. And it was absolutely amazing. So I think we chatted about it before, and we were saying, we both agree that the most impressive thing about EFT is the relationship that you build with yourself.
Absolutely.
But when I'm saying that, people are probably like, what's she talking about? But like, I remember we were chatting about it on a walk and you were like, I just love it because you're looking at yourself while crying for 5-year-old Michael.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
You know, like, it's pretty amazing. And so I'll just explain it briefly. So in it, you're kind of guided into a sort of meditation, and you're supposed to look at yourself, but they get you to visualize you at a certain age. So say, for example, they say, Jessica, age 18, what does she look like? What's her hair like? What's she wearing? Who's the people she's with? What she's around? And then before you know it, you have an actual image of that person, Jessica, age 18, looking at you, and you start to connect with this version of yourself because you start to give her, like, she's so inspiring because you're looking at everything that she was going through and she still managed to get you here to this point. So in that therapy, I was looking at my old self saying, if she managed to do that and get here, I can get through this. And this time round, I have more people, I have more family, I'm a mother now, I have more responsibility. So with that drive in me, I had to come back from that. All my dreams were starting to come true.
Yeah,
I had built this and created this environment that I just loved being in with my husband and my baby. And it was just, I wasn't prepared to let it go. So EFT really did save me, and it was just amazing. So I've got through the year and we got married and we had an amazing time. And then this year I decided that I wanted to focus on my career and just chase my dreams and make it happen. And I had EFT with Dominique again. And
Dominique from Skin Spirit?
That's her, yeah. And we done it, and she got me to focus on my future self. And it was all about future focus. And this time I was like, I've loads of things that I want to do, but I don't know where I want to do, like what I do next, how do I get there. In doing this therapy, I was able to like clear my mind, find some clarity and see myself 2 years from now. And now I know exactly what I need to do in order to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so excited about it. And but the main thing I need to do for myself is just to be myself and speak to people like from my true authentic self and not be worried about what other people think of me, whether they judge me because of where I'm from, what my family's like, other people's problems or anything I've ever gone through. I would just like to take people to take me as I am and me to take them as they are.
Love that, Jess. And I particularly like the piece around being yourself, because I think along the way, on throughout our life, there's parts of times where we try to conform, we're fitting into groups that we necessarily don't want to be in. But at the time, we don't know we don't want to be in those groups. Yeah. So time goes on and then you look back, and you particularly mentioned about the EFT and talking to your former self. And I know from when we spoke, we were mentioning that it was great to be able to know that you're not that person anymore. And as you said, that person brought you to the point that you're being.
And give credit to that person. And you take them people with you. So when I'm looking at my life and what's yet to come, or even my life now, I have her with me, 18-year-old Jessica. And I have 5-year-old Jessica with me. And they are buzzing because this is all they ever wanted.
Yeah.
And, you know, and in a couple of years from now, I'll be with 30, whatever, your old Jessica, and we will be having a ball.
Yeah.
And that's what it's about. It's about just going for it, just making yourself happy. But you don't, but the thing is, right, I'm saying make yourself happy. Believe me when I tell you I'm happy now. And I'm happy because of the people I have around me. I have a warm, safe home,
mm-hmm.
a nice healthy environment,
mm-hmm.
and that wasn't always the case, and that is all I need to make me happy.
Yeah.
So whatever is yet to come, like, you know, material things, big dreams, bigger houses, fancier holidays, whatever it is, don't get me wrong, I love it. But that's not what does it for me, you know, like it's not family and just a nice home is the most important thing.
And I'm sitting here watching Jess as we're recording this podcast, and I can see it in her. There's a shift in the energy, the way she's smiling, the way she's talking, and understanding that she's getting to a place where she is happier.
Mm.
But I want to ask you about, you know, we say we want to be happy. What serves you in being happy more days than not being happy? So what do you do?
To make myself happy.
To be happy.
Well, I choose to be happy.
Yeah.
Is the first thing I do every morning.
Yeah.
And actually, that's something you taught me years ago. Yeah, I remember you saying to me, there's no wrong side of the bed. You decide what side of the bed you get up out of. And so I chose to get up out of the right side of the bed every day. And I kind of fight it off. Like, you know, people come at me all the time. Remember, I walk with people every half an hour, 40 minutes. So I have everybody's energies coming in. And sometimes it can creep right in on you as well. Because I can give a lot of myself to a client too.
Yeah.
And they can leave with my happy energy and I'm left with whatever's going on in their life.
With them.
Yeah. So, but you do. I just choose to be happy and I choose to be grateful. There's so many different reasons, like, but I just start kind of taking pride in myself and others around me as well. You know, like removing expectation from people as well. Because I've had like certain situations, like I have family members and I want so much more out of them, you know, and I never understood like why they weren't doing that. But like that's their story and that's their journey and whatever little steps and things that they make, I have to acknowledge all of that and be happy and be proud of them for all of that. So again, just deciding to be happy and taking people for what they are and just removing all expectations of what life should be like.
Yeah, just enjoy it while we can and enjoy the journey.
Yeah.
You reminded me even as I'm going to plug my own mother in this podcast now as well. But she told me to do it. No, she didn't. I'm only messing. No, but I'm thinking about the fact that, you know, she'll say, not everybody will view the world or be in the world the way that you want them to be. And that's okay. That's their journey.
Yeah.
But it is letting go of that.
Yeah,
that is the challenge that many people feel. That's where all the hurt can come from, because you want them to live up to the expectations that you may have.
That reminds me of something my nanny used to say to me, and I've been thinking about it a lot recently. She used to always say, not everyone's going to like you, Jessie. And I never understood it until now. Mm-hmm. And I think what she was trying to say to me was, not everyone's going to like you, but you like you.
Yeah.
And that's the most important thing. But do you know what as well? It's easy for me to sit here and say, be happy, like yourself. You have to get to know yourself. You have to figure out who the hell am I and how do I figure out who I am.
Yeah.
You know, like, I can't tell you so many times I'm after going through my life worried about what other people think for so many different reasons. And I don't know whether it's going through this particular trauma I discussed, being a mother, turning 30, all these sorts of things. I don't know, maybe it's all of them things.
Yeah.
I definitely think EFT definitely did help.
Yeah, 100%.
100%. But it's, you know, so it's easy to just sit here and say, be yourself. But you have to start kind of looking at yourself like the way EFT teaches you to do that, to appreciate your journey. To, you know, every little step is you evolving, it's growth, and give yourself a pat on the back. Like, you know, once upon a time, I lived in a different environment. There was all sorts of things going on. You know, so much, just, you know, loneliness, grief, drugs, all this sort of things. That wasn't directly even me. I just lived there. Do you know, like, and I could have only dreamed of living like where I live now, but it's such a big leap. But so you put so much pressure on yourself. Well, how's this person here sitting in this flat with this going on, a door between us? How do I get from here to where I am now? But you just have to start. Just have a bit of faith in yourself and just start, you know, like.
When was the biggest, you know, shift for you when you said, because I love where you said that you just have to start. When did you notice the steps that you had taken were paying off?
Well, always, like, I've always been on the move, you know. I always knew that nothing was forever, like, and I was very lucky. Like, although I had people in my family that had addictions and stuff like that, they really, really believed in me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like my ma and my nanny and my auntie Linda, like, without a doubt in their mind, like, they'd laugh if they could see me now sitting here with a microphone, because they'd be like, oh, she is. Do you know what I mean? You know.
I know.
Yeah, we like a stage. but they just really did believe in me. They had so much faith and belief in me. But it's all the other stuff that happens, like, you know, once you get out into the world, once you get out into life, and that's when all the self-doubt starts coming in. So, and you start to think that people are passing judgment on you because of any situation at all.
Mm.
So loads of different achievements, but I never gave myself the credit for them at that time. Like, even getting into Brown Thomas, like, walking in Brown Thomas, coming where I was from, like,
was such a big deal.
Such a big deal. Like, yeah. I'm prancing around Garnet Street Flats in a Tom Ford uniform.
Yeah.
Do you know, they just don't really go together. But did in my world.
Well, but this is it as well. And that's kind of that comment where you said they don't go together, but they should go together.
Of course
and it can go together for anybody. Yeah. And you're kind of... a belief that can happen for anybody in that regard, you know. I just want to bring you back to when you talked about the, you know, in being in the flat and so on, and your nanny and, say, your Auntie Linda and your mom and so on, and And then you were saying the self-doubt can kind of creep in as you leave that. And I'm kind of wondering, you know, you had the protection, I suppose, and the people championing you in the house, even though that might have been a vulnerable space as well. And then the self-doubt, where does the, what do you think are the things that, that you could say to people that has helped you to combat the self-doubt over the years? Because we all get it at different points.
To be honest with you, it's never really gone away. There's been elements of even sitting here tonight talking to you. Like, it doesn't go away. I do just think you have to listen to the other voice a little bit more. Like, you know, if you've ever read anything, like any of those books about the two, which wolf are you feeding sort of thing. So you just have to listen to the positive, you know, listen to the right side of the bed. Because that voice is still going to be there. It's always going to be there. But it's a real case of feel the fear and do it anyway. You know, but one thing I always remember, I was big into doing drama and stuff as a kid. And don't get me wrong, you grew up on a stage and I was mad into improv. Like, I just wing it. That's just the way I go through life. And anyway, my husband says everything I do is a fluke. So I'm hoping for like 40,000 listeners.
She loves throwing in my husband, my husband, the way. You know, yeah, she loves saying that.
Thing. But he does say everything I do. So that comes down to I passed my driving test with one go and it took him three. And
mine too.
There you go. So anyway, what were we saying? Yeah, so the self-doubt and anyway. So yeah, feeling the fear and doing it anyway. So I used to do a lot of drama and improv and I'd go up. Now I'd be rattling, absolutely rattling getting up there. And as soon as I got a laugh from whatever audience I had that like self, like, you know, right, I'm funny. Yeah. I can go for it. Like, you know, going. Yeah, I can go for it. But again, that comes back to worrying about what people think. Like, I needed that laugh to keep me going.
Yeah.
But I just remember I'm big on family, like, and I love making my family proud. I just love it. Yeah. I love being able to go in and saying I did it. And especially for my nanny, I always wanted to do it for her. And my ma as well. My ma was a real, like, she really drived me. Like, you know, she really did believe in me. So it was that thing of, like, I don't let anybody down. I just don't let anybody down. So I think...
And there's a big shift though when you say I don't let anybody down, it's anybody else. And I suppose what I'm sensing as well is that that's a great driver. It gets you to move into a great place. But at the same time,
that's what got me here, right?
Yeah.
Was for other people.
Exactly.
Like, that's what got me to this point here was for me nanny now in particular, you know, like, me ma has had her addiction and stuff like that. And it was a devastating time, and it was devastating for me nanny as well. And it was so important to her that wasn't what was going to happen this time around. So I wanted to make them both proud. And because the both of them, they worked so hard to give me a great life, and I loved my life with them. But I always did everything else to make the rest of them proud. And this time around, I want to make my daughter proud, definitely. But I am just doing it for myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just doing it because I feel it's good to just be yourself. I'm more comfortable being who I am now rather than, worrying about anything, like whether people think I'm great or whether they don't or whatever, you know. Like, if you think I'm great, lovely, I'll hang around with you. But if you don't, that's fine.
That's fine.
That's absolutely fine.
You probably want to hang around with her, in fairness. So, you know, but look, I suppose we didn't want to be rehearsing any of this podcast tonight. And we were, you know, toying around with certain questions. And
I don't know. You sound a bit rehearsed now.
Do you think so?
No,
it's just great experience, Jess.
MC stuff.
No. But I'm asking, I suppose, when I come back to say we want to just try to keep this as real as possible and just have conversations around real life.
Yeah.
And what's going on and so on. And, you know, if you are even thinking to where you are now and making yourself proud, what would you say to the listeners out there around what's different for you now?
Different for me now?
Yeah.
Just realising how fragile everything is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how fragile your mind is, how important life is. Like, I have had some of the greatest people in the world in my life, and they're not here now.
Mm-hmm.
And I adored my time with them. And I'm just not willing to waste any of it.
Yeah,
I just don't. I think I'd be doing people a disservice and myself if I spent my life choosing to get out of on the wrong side of the bed.
We keep coming back to this bed.
I'm dying
to see that. If you're getting on the right, side of the bed, does that mean the husband is getting out the wrong side of the bed?
You better believe it. He's one of the biggest things I have to fight off every day.
I love how we're just referring to him now as the husband. He doesn't even have a name.
Yeah, well, I'm surprised the husband's even supporting this podcast. Out in all the business.
But isn't it great as well when we talk about like husbands and support and so on? Like, yes, we can do it. We can do so much ourselves. But yeah, there's people there that are there in your corner all the time.
And come here. And it's amazing to have them.
Yeah.
But you also have to remember, sometimes things happen. You know, like nothing is forever.
Mm-hmm.
No relationship, no one's life is forever. You don't know who's going to be here and when. So you have to be able to sit with yourself.
Yep.
Oh, and
yeah. And have fun with yourself.
Well, that's another podcast.
That's a whole other episode, essentially.
That's a whole other podcast.
who will invite for that?
But you do. You really, really do. It's the most important thing. Like, you know... Like, I remember making a statement before saying, oh, well, the worst has happened, you know, and things have then happened that have topped them. But, like, you know, terrible things happen all the time, and that's not going to go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you just have to, everyone needs to kind of walk and just strengthen themselves up and just enjoying the good times and enjoying people and loving your relationships and just having an absolute ball. It's the most important thing. Life is just amazing.
We only have one of them.
We do.
So let's make the most of it in that regard. I want to bring you back to the EFT points that you were talking about as well, because we know from the EFT that we can also talk to our future self.
Yeah.
When you did that, what did you say to your future self?
Oh, God. Well, she looked great. It wasn't really about when you're in that zone, it's not really about what I say to my future self. It's about what she's showing me.
Mm-hmm.
So she's able to show me around my new life and whatever I have been working on for the next so many years. And she's able to show me around, and she's very excited to show me what she has to show me. And it's amazing. And particularly in this session, Dominica, she got me future self to show me around this room and all these sorts of achievements and goals that I want. And she got me to bring along my 18-year-old self with me. And when you realise that there's all these different versions of you and you're all in it together.
Yeah.
You know, there's all these different journeys through this one life. And you're doing it for each other, but each other is yourself, you know?
Yeah.
It's deadly.
It's the separation of them, and yet they're all the one person.
And the appreciation of each other.
And forgiving them, appreciating them, being grateful for them and doing that as well.
Yeah. So I know I'm going to plug her again, but I would highly, highly recommend EFT. I would.
Sponsored by Skin Spirit.
Do you know what? I am. I'm so grateful for it.
Yeah.
I really am.
And I think as well, you see so many else, see other people in on the journey with you, or they're all on their journey as well. And I think, you know, we have come back to it a few times, surrounding yourself with those people that will keep you in check, but it will also support you and follow your dreams. But I hear you saying a lot, and, you know, I admire it. It's around... Yeah, you can have support for other people and their dreams, but you have to be your number one supporter in that regard.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you really, really do. It's so important. But I really think, what I'm after experiencing now and just being able to free myself, like, because if anybody was listening to this and they only know me from a professional point of view,
yeah,
they're probably like, oh my God, Like, they had absolutely no clue that any of them things even happened. And I haven't really touched on much personal information, but even certain things that I would never, ever, ever voice. And I did today.
Yeah.
And because I was so nervous that people would pass judgment on me because of it. And protective of, say, for example, let's say me ma, like protective of me ma, that people would pass judgment on her.
Yeah.
For something that really is neither of our faults. Absolutely. It's just a circumstance. And I really hope by me doing that, I inspire anybody else that's going through that situation to, you know, just remove that from who you are. Because what anybody else is doing, or anybody else's struggles or downfalls or anything at all, is not a reflection on you. And it wasn't a reflection on me. And yeah, just give yourself a pat on the back and keep moving forward.
Jessica, what would you like people to be walking away with, having listened to the podcast?
The same feeling that I like my clients to leave my studio with. Feeling revived, energised, having faith in themselves. Just ready and inspired to take on whatever it is that they would like to do.
Very good, very good. And is there anything that you would have done differently along the way?
No. No, there isn't. Because everything that has happened or everything I've done has gotten me here now. So I have to look back and reflect and have gratitude on every aspect of my life. So no, there isn't. Of course, there's elements of, God, I wish I would have had this epiphany years ago.
Yeah.
But I, you know, No, there isn't. I will be here again next week with a different guest. Maybe we might get you back on again, Michael.
I'll see if my calendar allows that.
So when I started out this podcast, Michael said, you're going to need something, Jess. You know, at the end of the podcast, you're going to have to ask them, like, you know, if you were a biscuit, what would it be? And I was like, I'm not taking any advice off that, Jamie Dodger. So I taught a one myself. So in my house growing up, we were so complimentary, and it was always a thing. And I always ask for compliments in my house now. But these days in life, I notice loads of people follow mantras. So they choose a mantra each day. But there was no mantras when I was growing up. All I had was what my nanny said to me. So in honor of my nanny, I am going to end the podcast every week with a nanny mantra. So if there was a nanny mantra in your house, Michael, please let us know. Have you got any mantra? Did anyone ever, or like your ma, never say anything? Like, for example, my nanny used to go around, she'd used to say, right, cut the crap. Have you got one?
Well, my nanny used to always say, there's a little bit of a want in him.
And on that note, I will see you again next week, if you're nosy enough. Do you think you can handle it? Do you think you could? Do you think you could handle it? Do you think you could?
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.